A New South Wales Racing Stewards inquiry has found the Sydney horse trainer Gay Waterhouse guilty of two charges relating to the More Joyous affair and fined her $5,500. The penalty was handed down after a fiery hearing this afternoon where the horse's trainer and her lawyer accused racing officials of bias against her. Mrs. Waterhouse said the stewards had treated her like a third-rate person and she and her family like criminals. She also hit out again at More Joyous's owner, John Singleton, saying that on the day of the race he was crazed and crazy and that the case is attracting so much attention that even the Queen of England is talking about it. Joe Jarvis reports.
The More Joyous matter has captivated the racing industry and much of Sydney since the six-year-old ran second last at Royal Randwick at the end of last month. A row blew up after the mare's owner, John Singleton, accused Mrs. Waterhouse of failing to tell him and stewards that the horse had neck problems before she raced on April the 27th. He also accused the trainer's bookmaker's son, Tom, of having inside information about the horse's condition. A steward's inquiry, which began 2 weeks ago, heard that More Joyous had heat in the neck and was treated with an antibiotic in the lead-up to the race. Today's session was to hear the charges against Mrs. Waterhouse that she had failed to report More Joyous's condition and failed to keep proper records of the mare's treatment in the days leading up to the Group 1 All-Aged Stakes. Earlier, the inquiry found that Tom Waterhouse had done nothing wrong, but John Singleton was fined $15,000 after pleading guilty to bringing horse racing into disrepute. So today, it was Gay Waterhouse's turn, and the trainer was not lying down. She mounted a spirited defence against the charges, and in the process, hit out at John Singleton, saying he was crazed and crazy on the day of the race, and that the way he spoke to her made her agitated, making it hard for her to think clearly. She again denied that she had any information from her vet, John Singleton's vet, or any other experts that something was wrong with More Joyous before the race. During the hearing, Mrs. Waterhouse and her QC both accused the stewards of bias against her, prompting the chief steward to say he hadn't made up his mind about the case. Mrs. Waterhouse also railed against the inquiry itself and the media attention, saying her family had been treated like criminals. She said the case had received so much media attention that even the Queen had asked her racing advisers what's going on with Gay Waterhouse. Mrs. Waterhouse trains one of the Queen's horses. She went on to say that the stewards had treated her like a third-rate person, but that she'd never tried to deceive people. Outside the hearing, Mrs. Waterhouse told journalists she would consider appealing against the decision.
I'm disappointed by what the stewards, their decision. It was and is my view that More Joyous had no issues going into the race. I'm supported by my professional team and by two vets that examined her as late as the day of the race. Am I going to appeal? I'll think about it overnight.
The horse trainer, Gay Waterhouse, ending Joe Jarvis's report.